If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
So as he disobeyed God, sinned, all humanity lost the battle of sin, and from then on were born in sin. He was our champion, and he was defeated, and we were condemned to be enslaved to sin.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friends, recently I saw a cartoon drawn by one of those political cartoonists that wasn't as political as patriotic. It showed a little kid and her dad out in the backyard grilling when she asked, "What's the big deal about Memorial Day, Daddy?" His reply is, "We're standing on it, sweetie." And then you notice under their feet, under the grass, under the soil, are tombstones representing the fallen soldiers, sailors, and others of the armed forces from the Revolutionary War to the present. Yes, we owe our freedom to those. Memorial Day, previously called Decoration Day, that's what my grandparents called it, was started spontaneously after the Civil War by freed slaves and families of Union soldiers grateful for the sacrifice of those who fought for freedom. They decorated their graves, held parades, and put up the flag in every place they could. They decorated to memorialize. In 1971, in the midst of the Vietnam War, it was made an official federal holiday. All of us who now live in this land of the free owe our freedom to those who gave the ultimate sacrifice in action on the battlefield. War is never glorious, but their sacrifice is. We're going to talk about a couple others who represented us on a battlefield today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to this inspiring message from Stephen Curtis Chapman. I will not go quietly.
No, no. cannot not speak. Tell about the Savior who has set this prisoner free. Oh, I will.
In the Bible, in the book of Romans, chapter 5, I think beginning at verse 12, it says, "Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men, because all sinned, for before the law was given, sin was in the world. But sin is not taken into account when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was the pattern of one to come. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Again, the gift of God is not like the result of the one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification." Now, I know this all sounds so very complicated, and really it is, and it's true that theologians have for millenniums written major treatises about these words. And so let me try to explain this important matter as simply as I can, because it is so very important, my friend. Let me start by reminding you of another Bible passage, the killing of Goliath by David. Remember how it starts with Goliath standing out in front of the Philistine army and saying that he represented all the Philistines. So, he says to the Israelites, send out a representative of all Israel, and they would battle for the whole. This was a common practice in the ancient world. Some warriors would be chosen to represent the whole from each side. The army of one warrior defeated would surrender to the champion and his army. So, Adam, whom God created as the first human being, stood on the battlefield against his enemy, Satan. He stood there with no evil in him, no sin, innocent, good as God had created him. The battle was whether or not he would obey or disobey God, his creator, and his enemy was ready to turn him. And he represented all humanity. So as he disobeyed God, sinned, all humanity lost the battle of sin. And from then on, were born in sin. He was our champion, and he was defeated, and we were condemned to be enslaved to sin. Then Jesus, the Messiah, comes. He is born in a special manner to a virgin. He does not have the sin of Adam to control him like us, but he is without sin, and he goes to the battlefield to battle Satan. He is God's gift to all humanity, a sinless human champion, the Son of God, God come in flesh. He enjoins the battle from the start when Satan tempts him in the wilderness to the Garden of Gethsemane and the cross. Satan is fighting with all his might to stop this one who is determined to give the ultimate sacrifice on the cross to satisfy the penalty for all the sins of the world, all the sinners, you and I, of the world. Satan even thinks that Jesus' death on the cross is his victory. But it is quite the opposite. He loses the war. And as God said to Eve, her child would crush the serpent's head, defeating him in finality. So, my friend, the question is, which of these champions will you commit yourself to? Will it be Adam, who sinned disobeying God, leading to death and eternal death? Will you memorialize his sin in your life? We have all been doing that from the beginning, for we have all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Or will you commit to the champion of God's love, the sinless Son of Man, Son of God, who defeated Satan on the cross and did not stay dead? This is the real kicker here, but he rose from the dead to new life. He lived on the battlefield. Will you accept his sacrifice as God's gift? You can by asking for forgiveness of your sins and asking Jesus to be your Lord and champion. You could pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, go ahead. Dear Jesus, I commit myself to you. Please forgive and cleanse me of my sin. I accept God's gift. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. You can reach me at Sunday Breakfast Mission online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. That's sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.